Chapter 10 A Different Road.
Matthew, what's the matter?
Marilla shouted. Anne ran in from the garden and saw Matthew on the kitchen floor. His face was very gray.
Anne, go for the doctor, said Marilla, worriedly.
Anne came back quickly with the doctor, but it was too late. Many people from Avonlea came to Green Gables. They said goodbye to quiet and kind Matthew Cuthbert. Anne brought flowers from the garden and put them near his body. Later that summer, there was some more bad news.
I saw the doctor today about my eyes. I am going blind, Marilla told Anne.
Anne could not speak.
I must leave Green Gables, Anne. I can't do everything here as a blind woman. Someone will buy it, Marilla said. And then she cried very hard.
You mustn't leave, Marilla. I will stay here. I won't go to college. I will be a teacher near Avonlea, said Anne.
But college is very important to you, said Marilla.
You are more important, said Anne.
A few days later, Mrs. Lynde sat with Marilla and Anne in the garden.
Well, Anne, I heard you're not going to college, she said.
Yes, I will stay close to Marilla. I'm going to teach at Carmody School, said Anne.
No, you're not. You'll teach here at Avonlea, said Mrs. Lynde.
But Gilbert Blythe has that job, said Anne.
Gilbert heard your news and wanted you to have the Avonlea job. He's going to teach at a different school now. You must take the Avonlea job.
I didn't know. Gilbert is very kind, said Anne.
The next evening, Anne saw Gilbert on the road to Avonlea.
Gilbert, she said, with a red face, thank you for giving me the Avonlea school job.
I wanted to do something nice for you. Can we be friends now?
He said, with a big smile.
We were good enemies, and now we'll be good friends, said Anne.
Anne sat at her bedroom window for a long time that night. The wind blew softly in the cherry trees at Green Gables.
Everything is right in the world, she thought.
Penguin Readers, Anne of Green Gables, L.M. Montgomery, Level 2. Retold by Hannah Dolan. Illustrated by Renya Metalinu. Series editor, Sorrel Pitts. Read by Laurence Bouvard. Copyright Penguin Books Limited, 2021.